6 now charged in human smuggling conspiracy resulting in death. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Laredo, Texas. 3 more individuals are in custody for a human smuggling conspiracy that resulted in the July death of an undocumented individual, announced U.S. Attorney Alamdar S. Hamdani. Mexican national David Alejandro Gomez Flores, 28, and Laredo residents Dagoberto Misael Flores, 24, and Angel Misael Elias, 22, are expected to make their initial appearances before U.S. Magistrate Judge Christopher Dos Santos at 9:30 a.m. A federal grand jury returned the superseding indictment October 29. Previously charged and arrested were Guatemalan national Eddie Rinaldo Lima Flores, 36, and Mexican national Cynthia Gabriela Muniz Carrion, 29, and Martha Angelica Limon Parra, 29. The charges allege that on July 2, authorities learned of a group of undocumented aliens loading into a Ford 150 near a ranch in Laredo. They allegedly began pursuing the vehicle, which suddenly came to a stop before all occupants fled into the brush. Law enforcement was able to apprehend one female, identified as an undocumented individual from Guatemala, according to the charges. They also located the body of a deceased male in the brush, according to the criminal complaint originally filed in the case. Upon further investigation, authorities were allegedly able to identify him as an undocumented Guatemalan national who was part of the earlier bailout. The charges further allege they recovered a cell phone in the victim's possession, which showed direct communications with both Lima Flores and Carrion in the hours leading up to his death. The victim had allegedly reported that a rancher had seen them, and that he was hiding the inbrush. Authorities also discovered ledgers and communications in Parra's cell phone that link back to the same human smuggling organization involved in the July 2 bailout event, according to the charges. The communications allegedly dated back to April 2024 and referenced other human smuggling events, one of which resulted in serious bodily injury to a separate individual. All 6 are charged with conspiracy to smuggle an undocumented alien, placing life in jeopardy, causing serious bodily injury and resulting in death, and 2 substantive counts. They face up to life in federal prison and the possibility of death, as well as a possible $250,000 fine, upon conviction. Homeland Security investigations, including the Laredo Gang Activity and Trafficking Enforcement Unit, Border Patrol, Laredo Police Department, including the Texas Anti-Gang Unit, Texas Department of Public Safety, Encinal Police Department, and Customs and Border Protection Air and Marine Operations conducted the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces, OCDETF, investigation. OCDETF identifies, disrupts, and dismantles the highest-level criminal organizations that threaten the United States using a prosecutor-led, intelligence-driven, multi-agency approach. Additional information about the OCDETF program can be found on the Department of Justice's OCDETF webpage. This case is also the result of the coordinated efforts of Joint Task Force Alpha, JTFA. Attorney General Merrick B. Garland established JTFA in June 2021 to marshal the investigative and prosecutorial resources of the Department of Justice, in partnership with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to combat the rise in prolific and dangerous human smuggling and trafficking groups operating in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. The initiative was expanded to Colombia and Panama to combat human smuggling in the Darién in June 2024. JTFA comprises detailees from U.S. attorney's offices along the southwest border, including the Southern District of California, districts of Arizona and New Mexico, and the western and southern districts of Texas. Dedicated support is provided by numerous components of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, led by the Human Rights and Special Prosecution Section, and supported by the Office of Prosecutorial Development, Assistance and Training, Narcotic and Dangerous Drug Section, Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section, Office of Enforcement Operations, Office of International Affairs, and the Violent Crime and Racketeering Section. JTFA also relies on substantial law enforcement investment from DHS, FBI, Drug Enforcement Administration, and other partners. To date, JTFA's work has resulted in over 325 domestic and international arrests of leaders, organizers, and significant facilitators of human smuggling, more than 270 U.S. convictions, more than 210 significant jail sentences imposed and forfeitures of substantial assets. Assistant U.S. Attorney and JTFA detailee Jennifer Day is prosecuting this case. An indictment is a formal accusation of criminal conduct, not evidence. A defendant is presumed innocent unless convicted through due process of law.